What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 77 of the PGAJ Show. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the thing that I see consistently among great general managers and head golf professionals that I feel like allows them to excel in those positions, and also the pitfalls of kind of not following this path and practices. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I know a lot of you are getting back to PGM schools. It is fall. I can't believe summer is almost over already. It was always a welcome time when fall kind of rolled around to wrap up the season and catch a little bit of rest from the craziness of the season. So hopefully you are getting a chance to do that wherever you are. And I know a lot of you in the winter climates are starting to ramp up for the season also. So I hope everybody has a great season there. Want to talk a little bit, as I mentioned, the consistent thing that I see in great golf professionals and general managers, and that is this combination of patience and listening and just taking in information from all different sources and just being very observant. I have noticed when I have seen head golf professional or general managers get caught up in trying to do too much too fast. A lot of times it'll be somebody coming into a new facility without having a lot of context and feeling like that they know this is the model, this is what I do, this is kind of how I come in here and do this, and this is how this is going to work at this facility, not knowing obviously every facility is different, but also not just taking the time to observe and understand the strengths of your staff, understand what the members are really looking for, understand the facility, like the physical space of the facility. Just taking that time to gather insight and to listen, I think is really crucial. I've worked for great general managers. I've worked for general managers that are there sun up to sun down, just talking to members and getting in conversations. And while that seems like kind of what a lot of people would say kind of an inefficient or waste of time, what that does is it really allows you to take in all that information and process what really members are looking for, but also the intricacies of, you know, everybody's kind of points of view also. And I just think that that's something that has always served me very well in my careers also, is before you can really start to do anything or change anything, you have to understand what you're dealing with. And listening gives you the opportunity to do that. I think that I mentioned this because a lot of young golf professionals out there may, you know, have had experience with kind of somebody coming in and like, hey, this is how we do things, this is how it's going to, you know, be. And you're kind of like, oh, okay, that's how I have to be as a head golf professional. Or and that's not always the case. I'm not saying that people can't be successful doing that, but it's risky, because if you make a move forward, you say, this is the way we're going to do this, we're going to spend this, we're going to hire this, we're going to do these things, and you don't really understand if that's going to actually work at the facility or not, you can end up throwing a lot of money directly in the toilet and not being able to get that back. I've had experiences where we've had consistent growth and had a change and made some decisions that actually caused us to go back 2 or 3 years as far as profitability goes. So now all of a sudden, now you're 3 years behind trying to make up. So if you just had done nothing, you literally would have been in a better position than if you had done the wrong thing. And it's just understanding the delicacies and what goes into everything and how that applies. You know, I know a lot of you may not be general managers or head golf professionals, but I just think that that applies in every sense. I kind of use the analogy of you're kind of walking into a house that somebody hasn't lived in for a while, and there's kind of furniture everywhere and it's in the wrong rooms, and you don't just come in and start grabbing stuff and moving stuff around, because one, you don't know if that's the priority. There may be something else wrong with the house that you need to kind of find out, but you also don't know where it's going to go. And of course there's certain, you know, cleaning up and housekeeping type of things that are right in front of you that you would probably do in that situation. But walking through the house, understanding the layout of the house, understanding what furniture is in what room that's incorrect, and getting a game plan, what stays, what goes. I mean, that relates to staff, and that relates to members, and that relates to all of those things of just really, if you think of that, of the furniture being kind of the members and the staff and the clubhouse, and where everything goes. You don't just start walk into that first room and go, oh, I'm going to grab this and take it over here because it's obviously a bed and it needs to go in a bedroom somewhere, but you don't know if there's already one in there. That's kind of the analogy of taking your time, walking through, understanding if you have serious plumbing issues that you need to worry about, or if it is just everything looks good so that now you can start rearranging furniture. That's the kind of analogy that I would say. So taking your time to understand the building, understand the pieces of furniture that are in the house, so that you can start to conceptualize where all of those go, because it's not just one decision that's always going to solve the problem. You have to always have this vision of how do all of the pieces work together? How does every decision that I make affect every person? How does starting a men's group, a men's group on Saturday morning affect a busy tee sheet? Because now all of a sudden that's a guaranteed tee time. Am I displacing other members? Is there a way I can still accomplish that without necessarily holding tee times and having to give people later tee times than they normally would on a weekend? Is that something that maybe we don't do that, but we started off as because we are so busy Saturday and Sunday morning that maybe we start that as like an emergency 9 kind of game after lunch, and anybody that plays in the morning can go back out and we do a shotgun. There's all kinds of ways that you can address things, but you have to kind of have the time in to understand how those pieces interact with each other. And it just takes time, and it just takes a little bit of patience of understanding, and also understanding there's some things that you can do. Like maybe the bathrooms aren't as clean as you'd like to be. So yes, starting a process for having a cleaning crew come in and take care of that. Yes, those are some things that you can do with not much insight, without much capital and not having to, like, you could always undo that if you wanted to, but why would you undo having clean bathrooms? But that doesn't mean that you all of a sudden just say, here's the new schedule and here's what we're doing. And like, we're changing from casual dinner to fancy dinner now, because that's what we do and that's what I've done before and all of that. You really have to understand and get an idea of how people would react to that. So that as you do that, if you spend 3 months, 6 months, a year making some superficial changes that members want, but not too deep to where you're seriously potentially sinking a lot of capital. Like if you decide to build another pool in the first 3 months you're there, it's probably like that's a pretty big capital expense. You should probably figure out if that's really what needs to happen first, or if there's another way to utilize that money. But just understanding how all of those things play into each other is really important. And the way that you do that is talking to people and listening and understanding the staff. So that's my advice to you guys to start. And how does this, if you're not a GM or you're not a head golf professional, how do you take this and use it? And I think that's just very much the same thing. Is if you're interested in teaching, then talking to members and understanding, hey, have you ever taken lessons here before? I'm thinking about doing more teaching and I'm just curious what the demand is. Have you taken lessons here before? How did that go? So that way like you're not spending a year and a half trying to work up to an assistant position from outside service thinking that you're going to become a teacher, when really there's not a demand for a teacher because everybody goes down the street to where they have a better teaching facility and that's where everybody goes. If you find that out early, maybe you can switch and go to another facility. Just listening, just understanding, and not necessarily taking your own agenda and figuring out how you're going to put a square peg in a round hole. But understanding all of that, and over time, you just all of a sudden can run decisions through this filter of all these conversations that you've had and all of this feedback that you've gotten from members. So you can hear something and go, ooh, they're not going to like that, but is that really a deal breaker with them? But if I tweak this one little thing, then everybody's happy with it, that sort of thing. So having those conversations is not just practical in making decisions that you're kind of working through the decision of, like ongoing plans. It's also super valuable in making kind of quicker decisions as well. So hope that helps you guys this week. Appreciate you as always watching the show. You can always email me any questions, j@pgaj.com. You can also DM me on Instagram, Snapchat me, PGAJAY, and Instagram, PGAJ. golf. Hope everybody has a great start to the year, end of the year, whatever it may be. I really appreciate you guys listening the most, and I'll talk to you soon.